Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 4 days ago, economics professor Lawrence White from George Mason University spoke on the Michigan State University campus to students and members of the public on the question of, is there a reasonable case for a gold standard? White first asked the audience what would be desirable features of a monetary system. The answers were, 1, something that has stability in its own right for both the long and short term, something which facilitates long-term investment and financial planning, 2, wide acceptability, 3, it would not by itself destabilize the overall economy, 4, it would be hard to counterfeit, 5, its value does not solely depend on its supply and demand as money, 6, low resource costs relative to monetary value, and 7, its use would impose fiscal discipline. The U.S. had a gold standard from 1879 to 1914, where citizens could take their other coins and paper money to the government and receive the equivalent amount in gold. The average annual increase in consumer prices during this time was a tiny fraction of what happened since the Federal Reserve Bank was created in 1913 up to now. It happens that the U.S. dollar, while on the gold standard, fitted all of these purposes. With less business cycle volatility than has occurred since the Federal Reserve was established. So, with such advantages for the American people of once again having a gold standard in this country, why hasn't it already happened? Well, one thing a full-blown gold standard does is impose strict financial discipline on government finances. The government must live within its means to a far greater degree than it does today. Through the Federal Reserve Bank, the government can easily increase the money supply without the concern of whether there is anything to back it. And once governments realize they can steal part of people's wealth through this means, the consistent trend throughout history is it just gets worse from there. Practicing fiscal irresponsibility, unfortunately, is why the U.S. government is dead set against once again having a gold standard in this country. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.